This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Chinese health officials said Sunday that the number of new cases of the coronavirus has slowed for the third consecutive day. VOA's Lattice Ahok.
Chinese officials said Sunday that more than 9,500 people were cured and discharged from hospitals, and that a number of critically ill people has dropped in February.
Among confirmed cases, critical cases in other provinces in the country was 15.9% at the peak on January 27th and dropped to 7.2% on February 15th. This change shows that the prevention and control on virus is going into effect.
Preventative measures include a tougher control of meat markets to ensure there are no illegal sales of meat or wildlife, and encouraging people to telecommute. The city of Wuhan in Hebei province, where the virus is believed to have originated, has been virtually isolated. Zlatica Hoek, VOA News, Washington.
And the Health Commission now confirmed 1,843 new cases, representing a drop from higher numbers of new cases in recent days. Over the previous 2 days, China had reported more than 7,500 new infections. The death toll from the virus in mainland China hit 1,665, with 142 deaths reported on Sunday. A U.S. Embassy coalition spokesman says that no one was injured after several rockets struck a base in Iraq's capital that hosts a U.S.-led military coalition. That attack is the latest in a recent string of attacks targeting coalition troops. Last month, Qasem Soleimani, Iran's most powerful general, was killed in a U.S. drone strike in Baghdad. Days later, U.S. service members were injured in an Iranian-launched missile attack on an Iraqi base. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. More than 1,100 former U.S. prosecutors and Justice Department officials called Sunday for the resignation of U.S. Attorney General William Barr, after he intervened to shorten the political corruption sentence for Roger Stone, a longtime confidant of U.S. President Donald Trump. Four career federal prosecutors, part of the Justice Department headed by Barr, had recommended that Stone be sentenced this week to up to 9 years in prison after his November conviction on seven charges. But Barr and top Justice Department officials expressed shock by the length of the suggested sentence, and Mr. Trump called it a miscarriage of justice. Barr intervened, and the Justice Department then said the initial recommendation could be considered excessive and unwarranted, but left up to the judge hearing the case. Candidates for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination campaign ahead of next Saturday's caucuses in Nevada. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
At a Democratic Party gala near the site of the Las Vegas massacre, former Vice President Joe Biden criticized Bernie Sanders' vote in 2005 to protect gun makers from being sued.
We gave immunity to gun manufacturers. And look at what they've done.
Sanders says his populist plans are what the people want.
The agenda that we are bringing forth is exactly the agenda the working class of this country wants.
Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren calls it a key election.
I believe that 2020 is our moment in history.
Former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg says old ideas won't beat President Donald Trump.
We can't go up against the most disruptive president in American history, both by falling back on the familiar.
I'm Tim McGuire.
At an annual security conference, world leaders discussed the changing relationship in the world between West and East, and in particular, the rift between the United States and Europe. VOA's Marissa Melton.
The United States and Europe appeared deeply divided over the transatlantic relationship following a key security conference Friday through Sunday in the German city of Munich. German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier opened the conference with a speech that accused Washington of rejecting the idea of an international community and warned of growing threats from Russia and China. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Europe should look to the tens of thousands of U.S. troops defending NATO's border with Russia. He also pledged $1 billion to help Eastern European countries end their dependence on Russian gas. For Europe, French President Emmanuel Macron said the United States was undergoing a rethink of its relationship with Europe, and the continent must take charge of its own destiny. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.